California requires student health centers at public universities to offer the abortion pill. But how much students pay for the medication differs dramatically campus by campus, from nothing to several hundred dollars. With more, here's LA's senior health reporter, Jackie Fortier.
At Cal State Long Beach, students pay $52 for a medication abortion. A few miles away at Cal Poly Pomona, it's free. $52 may not sound like a lot of money, but Cal Poly political science major Alejandra Lopez says if she needed a medication abortion, she wouldn't be able to afford it.
I'm a full-time student, but I do have a part-time job, and I get paid minimum wage, so $52 is basically a whole shift.
For some University of California students, the bill could be as high as $700.
I'm not surprised because I think that, you know, everybody's always looking to make a buck, and college campuses are no different.
That's former State Senator Connie Leyva, who wrote the law. It requires all public universities in California to offer medication abortion. It's a two-step process. One drug is taken to inhibit the pregnancy, another a day later to induce cramping and bleeding and empty the uterus. Universities are supposed to make the pills as cheap as possible, if not free.
They should not be charging. I think they may not have read the law or they don't care about the law.
But the law doesn't actually prohibit universities from billing students, and now some charge hundreds of dollars.
I'm saddened to hear that that's happening when we work so hard to find private funding.
Leyva's talking about the $200,000 in private grant money that each campus received. It was meant to cover startup costs and the medication, but state records show some universities spent their entire $200,000 grant on facility upgrades, bulletproof glass, and security cameras, leaving students to foot the medication bill. Others, like Cal Poly Pomona, chose to buy medication, making it free for students. Health Center Director Rita O'Neill.
We decided that with the startup money that we would buy the first basically batch of the medication, we wanted to make sure that we weren't creating a cost barrier.
It's a short-term solution. Once the medication runs out, O'Neill says they'll have to find other funding or charge students the wholesale cost of the medication, about $52. Selena Robles doesn't have $52 to spare if she needed a medication abortion. She's majoring in urban planning and design.
I'm a student, I work, I'm a mom, and so my budget's pretty tight. I utilize the pantry here. They give out free groceries every single week. I can't really even pick up another shift to cover that.
She thinks it should be free on all university campuses, not just some.
It would feel easier and more supportive if I could be like, hey, if that happened, I could just go get it done and I don't have to come up with this money that I don't have.
Remember that $700 price tag I mentioned? That's how much University of California students can be charged. That's because UC schools have a different setup than CSUs, where students pay a small fee for use of campus health centers. University of California students can buy health insurance that covers most services offered at the health center, including medication abortions. But students who stick with the insurance they already have, like staying on their parents' plan, have to pay out of pocket. It's up to the student who just had a medication abortion to then send an itemized bill for hundreds of dollars to their insurance provider, who may or may not reimburse them. UC administrators refused a recorded interview. In an email, they said some campuses have health grants that could help cover the cost, but many campuses make students apply, requiring more time and paperwork. And, like the cost of the medication abortion, it all varies by campus. For the California Report, I'm Jackie Fortier in Los Angeles.